Harley-Davidson employs more than 3,500 people in the state at sites ranging from Milwaukee to Tomahawk. The firm says it rode the publicity of its 100th anniversary celebration in 2003 to an 18th consecutive year of records for both revenue and net income. In the quarter ending December 31st, earnings per share rose 11 cents over the same period in 2002, beating the expectations of some analysts. Harley Chairman and CEO Jeff Bluestein says he believes sales will continue to grow.
There's, you know, a long history of motorcycling growing as a sport, more people aware of it, more active lifestyles of people of, you know, of all ages. And that's been there, and it's in the 7 to 9% range. If anything, in the last, you know, 5 years, we've strengthened that that course. We feel even more confident about it.
Bluestein says the stock market bubble of the late 1990s and various recent Harley celebrations pushed growth even higher than normal. But motorcycle sales dropped a little after last summer's 100th anniversary parties. So looking ahead, Harley is shooting for a more modest 8% annual growth rate, aiming for sales of 400,000 motorcycles a year by 2007. T.K. McKay of the Chicago-based business research firm Morningstar says Harley seems to be trying to keep down supply so prices will remain high.
They're paying close attention to making sure that they're not producing too many bikes, because that's how they've enjoyed the high profit margins that they do, is by selling bikes that are in high demand and producing just enough.
Harley CEO Jeff Bluestein says analysts have a lot of theories, but he concedes the company would prefer to produce just below consumer demand. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.